So three questions can be asked. One question is Radharani identical with Krishna?
Yes!
Radharani is identical with Krishna. This is what Krishna's Kaviraj is telling in Adi Lila. Radharani is identical with Krishna. How? He says that Radharani is, he says Krishna is Purna Shaktiman. All the Shaktis are developed in their fullest capacity or potential with Krishna. But Radharani is Purna Shakti. She is the actual embodiment of all those diverse energies of Krishna. Krishna has so many energies, but then Krishna embodies all those energies. All of his Swarup Shakti, he has 16 different energies, 8 external energies, 8 internal energies. These are the 16 wheels that Jagannath's cart is moving on. Jagannath can't move without a Shakti. No Shakti, no movement. But these 16 wheels are all the different aspects of Radharani. Bhu Shakti, Leela Shakti, Stapani Shakti, Akarshani Shakti, Ladani Shakti, Samyogini Shakti, Vyogini Shakti. Radharani, Purna Shakti Mayi. So, Purna Shakti Mayi, Purna Shakti, same. Radharani, Krishna is the absolute personality of Godhead. Radharani is the absolute personality of servitor Godhead. So they're one. And you see so many different ways to describe how they're identical. But the difference, one Acharya said, the difference is that they're inconceivably independent identity. In other words, Radharani is a separate individual, but Krishna is also separate. But actually they're one. Their influence and their expression. You can't separate from Krishna from Radharani. The second question that can be asked is that if Krishna and Radharani are identical, is the absolute truth one or two? Because generally in this world, monotheism is quite popular. It's universally accepted, monotheism, that mono means one. Duo means two. Monotheism, theo, God. God is one. There is one God. Everyone accepts God is one. If you propose there are two gods, people say, what? Even Mayavadis will say God is one. Brahman Satya, Brahman, it is one. It is all Brahman, impersonal, Brahman. And the Vaishnavas, devotees, the Christians, the Vaishnavas, they will say, no, God is a person. Everyone else says God is a person. The Muslims say God is a person. The Vaishnavas say God is a person. Allah, Jehovah, Yahweh, Krishna. But what do the Gaudiya Vaishnavas say? We say God is one. We say God is two. Because Radha is equal to Krishna. Krishna is equal to Radha. As Krishna is the absolute, as much as Krishna is the absolute Godhead, Radharani is also the absolute Godhead. In Gaudiya conception, we say the absolute is two. God is two. The Krishna is Radha and Krishna is Krishna. That means two. Because if we say the absolute is only one, the absolute truth is only one, then we're limiting the absolute. Because infinity, this will be confining the infinity to some limits. So the infinite, or the infinity means the absolute truth. So the infinity must have unlimited possibilities. Unlimited possibilities of expression. So therefore, God is two. Divine Godhead Radharani, Divine Godhead Krishna. That, the answer we say is that God is eternally two. A divine couple. The divine couple, Yuga Kishore, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar, the divine couple. But at the same time, for Leela, then that one Krishna, he becomes two. That's the essence. The ultimate essence is the one Krishna becomes two to enjoy divine sports in Vrindavan. Radharani is the epitome of that. So we should understand, because some people, that's why this is called, this is a Chintyaveda Veda Tattva philosophy. That God is one, but God is two. God is one with all his energy. energy, but his energy was separate. Therefore, there's two independent existences. Radharani is there, Krishna is there. But for pleasure, it's sports, for Krishna's satisfaction, then Radharani combines with Krishna, then the two become one. When that oneness of love and that overflowing love is distributed, then they appear as Varuna Mahaprabhu. This is a very, you can say, unifying philosophy. Because some people will insist that God is one. How can God be two? How can we there two? Often the Christians they will meet us. They say, do you believe in one God? And generally devotees will say, yes, we believe in one God. But in a higher viewpoint, they'll say, no, we believe in two gods. Say, what? What is this? You're pantheistic? You're pantheistic, you're worshipping many gods, pantheism? You're a pagan? You're one of those pagans from the old days in Jerusalem that were worshipping so many gods? Jesus the Christ, the pagans? Pantheists? No, not exactly, sir. It's not exactly that we worship everything is God. Pantheism, nature is God. We worship the fullest expression of Godhead. Because Godhead needs all his energies. His energies have a separate form. Born of Shakti Radharani, born of Shakti Man Sri Krishna. So the second question is God one or two? We have to say ultimately God is two. Radharani is as absolute as Krishna. Krishna is inseparable from Radharani. Radharani is inseparable from Krishna. There's equality there. They cannot be separated. And another question, but we can see that Radharani represents a particular aspect of Krishna. In terms of her being identical with Krishna, we say Radharani is Ladini Shakti. She's Krishna's Ladini Shakti. It means that she is the highest expression of this bliss potency, this pleasure potency. It's Krishna's potency. And she is one with that potency. She is that potency. And it's complete expression. That's its Radharani. Although she has so many expansions. Radharani Krishna, as a Shaktimani, expands into so many forms. Right? Krishna expands into so many forms. So many avatars. But then Krishna, then Radharani expands right with him. Isn't it? Because for every Purusha, there's a Prakriti. And Radharani is the source of all those Prakritis. Krishna's expanding, and Balarama, and Shankarshan, and Chaturbhuj, and the Purushavatars, and Leelavatars, and demigods, and everywhere, all these Purushas have a consort. They have a bliss potency. They have a love potency that's giving love to them. So Radharani is the highest development of that Ladini Shakti of Krishna. She is one with that Ladini Shakti. The Shakti of Krishna, she is one with, so she's one, she's Krishna. But she's identical. Radharani is identical with Krishna. And in the sense of tattva. And you can see Krishna is the supreme source of all receivers of seva. Of all the different forms of Bhagavan or Purusha who are receiving seva from their prakriti or from their energies. Krishna is the supreme source of all of them. As we just mentioned, all the male personalities, whether they're in Dwarka or Mathura or Vrindavan or in the heavenly planets, or even the male personalities in the material world, they're all originating from Vishnu, Balaram, Krishna. And he is the original source of receivers of servants. And Radharani, what is Radharani's identity? She's the original source of all the renderers of service, those that render service to Bhagavan. She is the source. So there's another example of the oneness. The identity, similar identity. So then the third question that's brought out in chapter 4 of Anihinga, where we say that Radharani, she is, this question is, what if Radharani is Krishna's consort, his eternal beloved, and what is her relationship with all the other consorts? The gopis and consorts. The consorts can mean the queens of Dwarka, his married wives. The consorts of Krishna's expansions can mean the devis in Swargaloka that are accompanying the devas. The consorts of Krishna can mean the Lakshmis in Vaikuntha. Radharani is the source, as I mentioned. She's the source of all those consorts. She is personification of Ladini Shakti. She is the origin of this. She is the embodiment, and she is presenting this and getting this to all the different expansions of Krishna, all the different energetic expansions, all the Lakshmis and queens. So they're getting their ability, What is Ladini Shakti? Ladini Shakti is the ability to experience love, the ability to experience bliss. This is coming from Radharani. This is Radharani's potency. She gives Krishna love. She gives Krishna this bliss of loving exchanges. And this Ladini potency, she distributes to all her expansions, to all the gopis, all the queens. And she gives this to Krishna. She gives this Ladini to Krishna. She reveals it to Krishna. Krishna says, she's my Prem Guru. Radhika Prem Guru Ami Shishyanat. I'm dancing like a dramatic actor to the instructions and bhavas of Radharani. Radharani gives this Prem in an essential form of Mahabhava to Krishna. Then Krishna, with that, receiving that Prema from Radharani, Krishna's able to instill it into the hearts of devotees. When we attain Krishna praying, when we attain Krishna bhakti, that means Krishna's giving us the ability to love Him. Krishna's giving us the ability to experience transcendental bliss, which means Krishna's giving us Radharani. And Radharani has given this potency to Him. She's talking about this love potency, this Ladini potency. So this is in relation to the other consorts. All these other consorts and gopis are actually expansions of Radharani's desire to serve Krishna. As we said, she's the ultimate source of all renderers or all sevites or servants of Krishna. She's the source. But to expand her service, to increase the pleasure and bliss of Krishna, Krishna can, if you have one friend, that's some happiness. But if you have many, many friends, it's more happiness. So understanding Krishna's tendency to seek ever expansive bliss and joy, Radharani expands herself into all these different consorts. And they're all, as every single gopi, every single queen of Dwarka, every single Lakshmi is simply an aspect or an expression of Srimati Radharani's desire to give pleasure to Krishna. She is a, because she has within her being, within her mind and heart, her entire existence is Mahabhava. When you take prema and condense it, it becomes bhava. When you take bhava and condense it, it becomes Mahabhava. And even that, you take Mahabhava and condense it, it becomes Mananakya Mahabhava. This madness of total infatuation and Brahmyati, Kim Karom Yaham. Total loss in the love of the beloved. So Radharani, she is this Mahabhava Sarupini. And she knows that only she can give the greatest pleasure of all the different consorts and queens. Radharani knows that I can satisfy Radharani alone, although there's thousands of gopis and thousands of queens and thousands of devis in Swarga, Radharani alone, she can please Krishna to the maximum extent and fulfill all his desires, known and unknown. Even Krishna desires he doesn't know about. Even before Krishna is aware of a desire he has for a certain pleasure, Radharani manifests that pleasure. He gives that pleasure to Krishna. So Radharani's relationship with all the other consorts and gopis and devis, she's the source of their ability to love and serve their Prabhu, or their Bhagavan, or their Lord, their Pati. The example is shown in the Rasa dance. Radharani comes to the Rasa dance of Krishna. There's so many thousands of consorts, thousands of gopis there. By chance, Radharani feels some disturbance, so she leaves. She walks away. Then, although Krishna is surrounded in the Rasa dance, there's thousands, Padmapurana says, millions of gopis waiting to serve his every desire and every wish and whim. They're only there to serve him. The sum total of all those gopis and all their sevas equals zero. Because Radharani left. Radharani left the Rasa dance. Because all these gopis in the Rasa dance, all these sakis in Vrindavan, they're only able to give pleasure to Krishna in association with Radha. In association in the association of Radharani, under the direction of Radharani, she is actually directing them. All their displays of their attractive features and their manners and their speech and their dancing is all being directed by Radharani. Give pleasure to Krishna in a variety of ways. Krishna looked and saw, okay, they're all there, Lita Sakhi, Asa Sakhi, so many are there, but this one Sakhi is left. Without the service of this one Sakhi, then all these other Gopi Sakhis, their service means nothing. So all you can see, this is the relationship, Radharani's position in relation to the other Gopis. For these three questions, we can think about. There's some other points, but I don't have much of memory for all the points. So whatever I can remember. But to summarize, if we ask these three questions, is Radharani identical with Krishna? And the answer is yes. Is God one or two? Are there two gods or one? The answer is there's two gods. Among all the consorts and servants of Krishna, what is Radharani's relationship and her role in relationship? Her role is she's the supreme servant. In essence, one acharya said, in essence, this is the essence. You want the bottom line? In essence, Sri Krishna alone is God, and Radharani is his servant, boss. This is it. This is the sum total of Siddhanta, Tattva, Leela, everything. Sri Krishna alone is God, and Radharani is his servant. One short answer. Of course, we're saying something different. They're both God. We're saying Radharani is God, because she's a servitor Godhead. She's a servitor Bhagavan, Savior Bhagavan, and Sevak Bhagavan. That means oneness, both Bhagavan, Savior Bhagavan, and servant and Sevaka. One is receiving service, the receiver of service, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, and the distributor or offerer of service, Radharani. Now, one time, Shiva, Lord Shiva, he was very interested, attracted to Krishna in Vrindavan. So he came to Vrindavan, and he met Krishna and the gopis. And this is described in Sanat Kumara Samhita. And at that time, Krishna wanted to enlighten Lord Shiva about the position of Radharani. He wanted to say, do you understand? First he talked something about himself, about his own identity. So Lord Shiva would understand who he is. And then he started glorifying Radharani, which is Krishna's greatest happiness. It's very interesting when you compare the spiritual world with, let's say, our practice of endeavoring to go to the spiritual world and compare to the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, the devotees of the Lord and the Lord himself, they take the greatest satisfaction and they find the greatest happiness and pleasure in glorifying the devotees. Krishna finds no greater happiness than when he glorifies Radharani, who's the greatest devotee. But on our plane, glorification of devotees is very less. The amount of airtime we use to defile devotees or belittle devotees or offend devotees is maximum. And the amount of airtime we use to glorify, genuine glorification, not exaggeration, but genuine glorification and appreciation, which are all streams, they're all streams, or you can say rivulets from the Ganga of Prem. The Prem Ganga has so many rivulets. One of those rivulets is appreciation of devotees. One of those rivulets, or you can say side streams of the Ganga of Prem, Ganga River, I'll say Jamuna River of Prem, Jamuna River, is to appreciate and to glorify the devotees. This is a big activity in the spiritual world. And every opportunity, whenever Krishna meets someone, or even sometimes he's with another gopi, he starts glorifying Radharani. He doesn't know when to stop. He's so much addicted. Krishna's so much addicted to glorifying his devotees that even when he's with the Paksha Sakhi Chandrapati, with Radharani's arch rival, he's saying, oh, Radharani. And he starts speaking to her as if she's Radharani, saying, Radharani, oh. And then Chandrapati offers a garland. And anything that Chandrapati, any kind of innuendo or offering of service that Chandrapati offers to Krishna, immediately Krishna remembers Radharani. Chandra says, oh, I made this beautiful Vaishanti Mala with my own hands. I picked these flowers myself. I climbed up on the tree. And then she offers it, puts down Krishna's neck. Krishna's voice is very nice. This reminds me of a garland I got yesterday from Radharani. This reminds me of a garland I got yesterday. Ah! Oh! Out! Shut up! Take your garland and go! So even in that situation, with Chandravali and Nikunj, Krishna's mind is going to glorify Radharani. He started, as he was being thrown out of the Kunj, he said, yeah, but she made such a nice garland. He was trying to glorify Radharani, and Chandravali didn't want to hear about it. She was already out the door of the Kunj. He was saying, but it was so nice. It was better than yours. Shut up! Don't come back! There's some verses in Smad Kumara Samhita where Krishna himself is taking advantage of the opportunity to glorify Krishna. I mean, Radharani. This is what Sankirtan is all about. Sankirtan is all about Kirti. Kirti means distributing the truth. There's no higher truth, no love of Radha and Krishna. Whenever Krishna gets an opportunity, he glorifies the epitome and personification of love. Radharani. We should pray for that benediction. Pray for that boon and benediction from Krishna. Oh, Krishna, you must feel happy today. It's the birthday of your girlfriend. And you're in Barsana now, because every year when it's Radharani's birthday, you and your brother and whole family go to Barsana and stay for 4 days in her palace to celebrate the grand birthday party. This is the yearly function. So imagine how much Mulas Krishna is experiencing 24 hours a day. No Jatila, no Kutila, no Dormada, no Abhimanyu, no Yavat, no hiding in the courtyard, no Kuhila, no Kuhu, nothing. 24 hours a day, 4 days in a row, in Barsana with Radharani. Haribo. Radha Krishna Nitya Milan Ki. That's happening there. So whenever Krishna gets the opportunity, he glorifies Radharani. So being in such a good mood today, because it's birthday of Radharani, we can pray to Krishna. Usually say, oh, today we pray to Radharani. Usually people think, oh, today I'll pray to Radharani. No, this is not a good day to pray to Radharani. Because she's not feeling happy. She's not feeling happy. Because so much attention is being paid to her. Oh, Radharani, you die, Radharani, you die. What is it, Radharani? I want Krishna, 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 Krishna. She loves to hear the name of Krishna. When you chant Krishna's name, Radharani dances. When you chant Radharani's name, Krishna dances. So when you chant Maha Mantra, they both dance. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, they're both dancing together. Yuga Mantra. We pray to Krishna, you're in a good mood, so please bless me that like you, that I will have the same sabhav, this prachar sabhav, this mentality of prachar that you have. Like you, at any opportunity I get, whomever I meet, whether I meet a cow on the street, whether I meet a buffalo or a dog or a human being, or I meet anybody, a monkey in my yard, hey, Mandar Suno, Radharani Mahima. Please bless me, my dear Lord Shyam Sundar, that like you, that whomever I meet, Yare Dehi Tare Ka Radha Mahima. This is spoken by Lord Chaitanya. Wherever you go, whomever you meet, Yare Dehi, whoever you see, Tare Ka, wherever you go, you tell them about the glories of Radharani, because that's what Krishna does at every opportunity he gets. He tells someone about the Mahima of Radharani. The Madhurima, the Madhurima, the Mahima, the Madhuri Mahima. Madhurima, Madhurima Mahima. Krishna's Kaviraj uses this phrase in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhurima Mahima, the sweet, unlimitedly sweet glories of Radharani. So Shiva was waiting for Krishna to speak, as you're also waiting. So, Krishna, he spoke these verses from Snat Kumara Samhita. He said, Viharam Yananai Nityam Asya Prema Vashi Krita. Imantu mat priyamti radhikam paradevatam. He's telling Krishna, from his mouth he's glorifying Radharani, he's telling three truths about his Priyaji. Three truths about his Priyaji. He says, my priyam, mat priyam vidhi. You should understand these three things about my Priyaji. Shiva. And we're intimately connected with Shiva. by His grace, we're all sitting here. Shiva is the glance of Vishnu. We entered into this world by the agency of Shiva. And we get out of this world by the agency of Shiva, by worshipping Gopeshwar, and by becoming free from false ego. So he's saying, listen, Shiva, Radharani is Nityavihara Premavashi Krita Radhikam Paradevata. These are three things he told. First, please, Mahadev, you're Mahadev, but please understand this Mahavakya. This is Mahavakya, Mahasatyam. Please understand the supreme truth. That Radharani is, she is the Paradevata. She's the Radhikam Paradevata. She is the supreme. She's the supreme goddess. There's no greater goddess than Radharani. Which means, he's telling something about Parvati. Because she was thinking Parvati is the supreme goddess. And in the material world, she's the supreme Durga. We say, no, she's a Parad, because Durga's known as Devi. She's Durga, Mahadevi. She's the mother of this world. And he's saying, no, she's Paradevata. She's Radhikam Paradevata. And what else is? He says, Nitya Vihara. He says, I am always enjoying pastimes with her eternally. Nitya Vihara. This is another glorification of Radharani. At every moment, whether Krishna's in Dwarka, he's enjoying with Radharani. If he's in Mathura, he's enjoying with Radharani. Wherever he is, he's thinking, remembering Radharani. Nitya Viharam. Then he says, Prema Vashi Krita. He says, I am conquered by her love. Vashi. Vashi means control, like Vashi Bhut. Controlled. Prema Vashi Krita. Whatever Krita, whatever she does, it's an expression of her Mahabhava. Her speech is her Mahabhava. Her glance is her Mahabhava. Her fragrance is her Mahabhava. Her dress is her Mahabhava. Her hairstyles are Mahabhava. Her glances, her Radhakrita Kataksha is her Mahabhava. Whatever she does, she is the Prema Vashi Krita. All this Mahabhava, all of her actions, all of Radharani's actions, all of Radharani's words, all of Radharani's movements, all of Radharani's behavior, it fully controls Krishna. This is Radharani's 25th quality, that she fully controls Krishna. And Krishna himself is certifying, yes, it's true. Mahadev, you should know, you're Mahadev, and all the other devas should know, and all the other living entities should know. Prema Vashi Krita. Krita Karta, whatever she does, I'm controlled. Prabhupada Saraswati explains the extent of Radharani's control. How powerful is Radharani? He explains to Radharas Sudanidhi. Radharani is in the bank of the Yamuna. She's filling a water pot. The wind is blowing from the south. Monsoon time. Southeast wind is coming. Krishna's in north. He's up north in the Yamuna somewhere. Coward boys. Radharani picks up the pot of Yamuna, puts on her head. She starts walking. The southern breeze, the southeast monsoon breeze, carries a fragrance, carries the wind from Radharani's body, transcendental form. And that breeze, it goes along the Yamuna. And then Krishna's standing there, he just relaxing under the tree with some coward boys, or he's actually standing there, leaning on his stick. It's called Lagudi. The stick, he's leaning on the stick under a kanama tree, watching the Yamuna flow by, thinking of Radharani, the beautiful color of Yamuna is reminding him of her Nilambara, her blue dress, and as that water is moving, his heart is moving to her. And all of a sudden, this wind, only the wind coming from Radharani's body, comes and touches Krishna's face. Touches his face. And what happens? Krishna loses complete control. He is Ishvara Parama Krishna. Brahma sees him as the supreme controller. Brahma, the Adi Deva, he sees Krishna as the Maheshwara, Paramishwara, the supreme controller. But we see differently. Our angle of vision is different. We see Krishna as the supreme controlled. He's controlled by Radharani. So he's standing there on, leaning on this stick, and very relaxed, enjoying nice shade, beautiful breeze blowing, monsoon season, beautiful clouds moving over the sky. This wind comes, and the first thing that happens, the Krishna starts trembling. Just by the contacting the breeze from Radharani's body, the stick falls out from under, the labhuti drops from under his arm. And he's holding his flute in his right hand. He's leaning like this, holding his flute. His hand starts trembling. He drops his flute. Then his peacock feather starts trembling, and his peacock feather falls off. Then his turban starts going around in circles. His turban falls off. There's not much left. He's practically completely devastated, only by the breeze. Radha Hawa. Radha Hawa? Radha Hawa. Yeah, that's better. Radha Shamir. Dear Shamir. Yeah, Radha's dear. A dear Shamir. A gentle wind. A mild, gentle, just a touch of wind and breeze. Dear Shamir. Radha, dear Shamir. From Radharani. Completely devastated Krishna. All that's left is his Pitambara. Dhoti. And sure enough, it fell off. But that's not enough. So Krishna is standing there with no dhoti, no pagri, no turban, no peacock feather, no laguni, no flute. And then he falls on the ground. Boom. Murcha. Prema Murchita. This is called Prema Vashikrita. And Krishna himself is telling Shiva. This is some pastime behind it, but this is the tatva. Tatva and Leela. Krishna's telling Tattva, this Radharani that I'm standing here with all the gopis, you're seeing us. I want to introduce. You came here, you're interested to see the Rasa dance. Lord Shiva, you came here. So let me tell you who I am. Let me tell you who this Radharani is, because we are the Nayaka of the Rasa dance, the hero and heroine of the Rasa dance. Do you know who she is? Nitibihara and Prema Vashikrita. And then he says that she's Radhika Paradevata, she's the supreme. Goes on, says, Vrindavanam Prityacha Neva Kacham Yaham Kuchit Nivasam Yanaya Sardam Maham Atreva Sarvada. Do you understand, Lord Shiva? I never take a single step out of Vrindavan. Accompanied by Radha, I stay here eternally. So Vrindavanam Prityacha Paramekam Nagachati. Krishna doesn't take a step out of Vrindavan, and Radharani doesn't take a single step out of Vrindavan. So who goes to Mathura, who goes to Dwarka, who goes to Kurukshetra, that we'll also hear about. Now he says more. Yo mam eva prapanascha mat priyam na maheshwara na kadapi samapnoti mam eva te mat yohitam. O Shiva, a person who surrenders to me, mam prapana, but not to my beloved Radha, mat priyam, never attains me. This I tell you. Satkadetam prapano yas tasvas miti vade api sadanina vinaya na yesha mam apnoti samshaya. You should understand this very clearly. I want to emphasize this, Mahadev. You surrender to me, but not to my Radharani. Then what does he say? He said, you can't attain me. Now he emphasizes this. It says, sadhana vina, esha. A person who once surrenders to Radharani, Radharani sharanagati. If a person once surrenders to Radharani, sakrit prapano yash, and tells her, I am yours, tavasmiti padetapi. He attains me without doing anything further. Of this there is no doubt. So he says, it's translated, without doing anything further, the Sanskrit is sadhana vina. Krishna is telling, without even any sadhana. Of course, we're not advocating that. Don't throw away your beads and everything and stop your puja and stop your guru seva. No. He's saying, sadhana vina. He's saying this not to say stop sadhana, because in other scriptures, Krishna even teaches about sadhana. And then Bhagavad Gita is teaching about sadhana bhakti. But what he's trying to say here is the power of taking shelter of Radharani. Satkrit even once. Satkrit prapana. Even once, so powerful, so merciful, so compassionate, so loving as Radharani, that even once if we surrender to her, sadhana vina, even without any sadhana, we'll attain Krishna. Without a doubt. Without doing anything further. Not that we don't do anything further. Because ultimately, the next question is, what does it mean to surrender to Radharani? Because Krishna says, without any sadhana, you only surrender to Radharani, then you will attain the samshaya, not samshaya, without a doubt. The next question is, well, what does it mean to surrender to Radharani? Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, smaranam, arshanam, bandhanam, nasyam, atsakim, ahanavet, aniso, engage in Krishna bhakti. To serve Krishna in 64 ways, 9 ways, and 5 ways, and 1 way. Nam Sankirtan. Nam Sankirtan, lila smaranam. So ultimately, you can't avoid, even if you surrender to Radharani, what's Radharani going to tell you? Who is Radharani? How do we surrender? The next question is, well, how do we surrender to Radharani? Where do we find Radharani? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said you can find Radharani in Sri Guru. Sri Guru's feet is Radha's feet. Well, therefore, Guru Padashaya, surrendering to the feet of Guru means surrendering to the feet of Radha. And what will Guru say? Oh, now you surrender to my feet? No more koi sadhana nahi. No more sadhana, forget it. Now, just you stay there at my feet and rub my feet all day. Of course, that's also perfection. In the first is Siddhavata, Premi Bhakta, then that's all you have to do. Just stay there and you'll attain perfection. But generally, you will engage in more other services than that. So Krishna goes on. Saying all these things, explaining about the identity of Radha and the power of Radha, first, Krishna is preaching in a very systematic way. You can see that Krishna is a very systematic preacher when he's telling the Mahima of Srimati Radharani. He's saying, this is her identity, and this is her prabhat, this is her power, and this is what will happen if you surrender. So then he gives a little further instruction. This was basically, he was establishing Sambandha Tattva. Krishna's establishing Sambandha Tattva with Shiva. Now he's going to give the Abhideya. Samapyetam samashritya vaikam mama balavam japan me jugalam mantram sadatishta mamali. Now as the ideal preacher will give Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana, Krishna's preaching to Shiva saying, now that you understand her identity, and you understand her power and her prabhava, and you're not leaving, you're convinced. You're silent, that means you're convinced of everything I'm saying. So now, you should perform these three activities. First, Radhika Samashritya. Samashritya, Ashritya, Samashritya. You should take complete shelter of Radharani. Mantan, Dan, Radha Samarpa. Mother. You should always think of her, and you should become like Raghunath Das Goswami. Because Raghunath Das Goswami, he saw this Tavasmati. So he prays, Tavevasmi, Tavevasmi, Najivami Tvayapina, Itimikaya Radhekam, Nayamam Charnatika. He says, Radharani, please, on this holy day of Radhasmi, will you please understand this one feeling of mine, this one desire of mine? Do you know who I am? Do you ever think of me? Do you ever look my way? Have you ever heard about me? Probably not. But I want to tell you my identity. I want to inform you of something. If you're listening, at least maybe today you're listening. I hope so. Today, I am yours. I am actually yours. No one else is. No one else has had possession. All rights reserved. I remember I heard one husband, his wife was trying to come to Krishna Bhakti. And then the husband said to the wife, you should understand that I have all rights over you. I have all rights over you, all rights reserved by pati, by husband. Krishna has no rights over you. I have all rights. Well, sure, all right. But we think something different. So Raghunath Das is saying, you should understand, I am yours. You have all rights over me. You own my copyright. You can print me or not print me. You can put me out of print. You can edit me. You can edit me. You can proofread me. You can copyright me. You have all rights reserved. You can break me. You can make me. You can shake me. You can weight me. You can lift me. You can throw me. You are, and tavevasmi, without you I can't live. Jivanandina. Without you I can't live. Najivanandina. Understanding my heartfelt petition at your lotus feet, then please, be compassionate, Kunamai, and take me to your lotus feet. That is, you are the only Devi in my life. You are the only goddess in my life. You are the only object of my worship and devotion. This is what Krishna is telling. He's telling Shiva, Radha, Radha Samashrita. This is Samashritya, complete shelter of Radharani. No holds barred. No holds barred. Don't hold back anything. Not like Prabhupada used to joke, he'd say that pious Hindus will come to the temple and say, "Oh, Swamiji, I have come to surrender to Krishna. I have come to surrender to Krishna, Rasani Hari." And they come and say, "Swamiji, I bought all my wealth. Here, I'm giving you my wealth. 1 lakh." So Prabhupada said, "That's nice. Very nice, you're giving 1 lakh. But what are you holding behind your back? And your one hand is behind your back." No, that's nothing. No, something. Oh, that? But sure. No, that's Swamiji. Look, I'm giving you, I'm surrendering everything to Krishna. From this day forward, I surrender everything to Krishna. I'm giving you 1 lakh as my savings, everything. Achha, but I think, what's behind you? Oh, that's 10 crores I'm keeping for my wife. I'm keeping 10 crores for my wife. But this is not unequivocal, absolute surrender. This is not Samashritya. Samashritya is complete, absolute. No turning back. Leap of faith. Krishna's telling Shiva, this is how to do Abhi. This is how to do sadhana. This is how to approach Radharani. Complete shelter. No other shelter. No deva, no devi, no man, no woman, no purusha, prakriti, nothing. Money, no shelter, nothing. Radharani is only shelter. Then he says, that's the first thing, because sadhana, Abhideva begins with surrender. So he's telling Shiva, surrender to start your sadhana, your Abhideva process. Then there must be mantra. Guru Diksha, Adi Shikshanam. Right? Guru Shiksha, Adi Dikshanam. Guru gives Shiksha, then he gives Diksha, Mantra Diksha. So he's not going to give you Mantra Diksha. Now you should chant his Yuga Mantra. It says Yuga Mantra Japa. You surrender to Radharani, Yuga Mantra Japa, and then, okay, now you've surrendered, and you're chanting this mantra. He gave him 2 mantras, Gopi Janabalava. This word is there, one of the mantras, Gopi Janabalava. She is of all the Gopi Janas, she is my beloved. Radharani is the supreme. Gopi Janabalava, of all the, she is my most beloved Gopi Jana, Radharani. And he gave him 2 mantras. And then he said, now, you should live somewhere to do your bhajan. You should live somewhere to chant your mantra and to take shelter of Radharani and serve Radharani. Where should you live? Sadatishta Mamalaya. Very nice, beautiful name that Krishna uses for Braja. Sridham Vrindavan, Braj Bhumi, Gokul, Golok. He says, Mamalaya. Mamalaya. That this is my place, like you say, Vidyalaya or Himalaya. Himalaya means place of snow. He says, Mamalaya. This is my place. At least that's what Krishna thinks. At least why he's instructing Shiva. He says, Mamalaya. This is a name for Vrindavan. Krishna says, you should stay in, like you've heard of Himalaya. Himalaya. He says, because it could be A, it's M and D. Mamalaya. You understand? My place. This is my place. So this is Krishna's mantra. But what does Radharani say? Huh? And they have arguments over this. Who's the controller of Vrindavan? Vrindavan belongs to Krishna, belongs to Radharani. What's the answer? Radharani. Sure. Vrindavan Shri Radharani Ki. They're all brainwashed. So he says, Sada Tishta Mamalaya. Always live in Vrindavan, in my Vrindavan. Very nice instructions for all of us that Krishna is giving to Shiva. Take shelter of Radharani, our representative, the Vaishnavas, Sri Guru, and chant the Yuga Mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Also we have Gopal Mantra, very similar, Kapijanabala. And live in the holy place, Vrindavan. It says, Sadatishta Mamalaya. He says, my place. So my place, of course, this is the ultimate place of Krishna, Sridhar Vrindavan. But my place is wherever Krishna is. Sadatishta Mamalaya. Is Krishna in New York? Yes, Krishna's in New York. Is Krishna in Calcutta? Yes. Mamalaya, that's also Krishna's place. Delhi, Bombay, etc. So live there, serve Krishna, take shelter of Radharani. No perfection is there. But these are the instructions. And then later in this book describes very interesting aspect, the glories of Radharani, about the potencies. We were mentioning how Krishna is Rasya Shaktiva Vidaya Shriyate. But for analysis and understanding, they generally, the Shastras describe 16 major potencies of Krishna. And 8 of them are internal potencies, which we mentioned earlier. Some of the internal potencies, Lila, Akarshani, Stapani, Ladini, Yogini, Samyogini. 3 of these Antaranga Shaktis, or these Surup Shaktis, 3 of these internal potencies of Krishna are the purview and under the control, you could say, or embodiment of Radharani. Radharani is Yogini, Radharani is Samyogini Shakti, Radha. Yogini Shakti, Radha. Ladini Shakti, Radha. So these are different aspects of Radharani's personality, these potencies, because potency means energy. So when we express anger, that's energy. And it can be a lot of energy sometimes. Anger is an emotion, a feeling, but it also has this expression of energy. And we have love or compassion. That's an emotion or a feeling, but it has energy. It's expressed in certain ways. The Radharani is energetic. It's the form of these different energies, these specific internal potencies. Samyogini, Vyogini, Ladini. Ladini Shakti is represented in Vrishabhanu Nandini. Kirtida Sutta, the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, and Kirtida, this is Vrishabhanu Nandini or Srimati Radhika, Radharani. This aspect of Radharani, this is the full pleasure potency. This is Ladini Shakti Radha. She's representing the full pleasure potency to give Krishna the greatest happiness and the greatest bliss. This is Ladini Shakti Radha. Ladini Shakti Radha, she's always in Vrindavan. She never leaves Vrindavan. She is the Vrindavan that Krishna was glorifying. She is the Radha that Krishna was glorifying with Shiva. Vrindavanam Pritya Ekam Panam Nagachati. I never take a step out of Vrindavan, and Radharani never takes a step out of Vrindavan. Oh, Krishna, you're a liar. Radharani went to Dwarka. Radharani went to Kurukshetra. No. This Radharani that never leaves Vrindavan is Ladini Shakti Radharani. Kirtita Sutta. Vrishabhanu Nandini Radha. And Vrishabhanu Nandini Radha, occasionally she feels a little separation from Vira. But it's just like a phase, it's nothing. This is called pravas. When Krishna goes a short distance for cow herding, she feels, oh, he's there. She feels some short separation, but not much. And then if Radharani leaves, Radharani, she's waiting in Suryakund. And she's waiting for Krishna to come. And she's thinking, oh, Krishna's in Radharani. He should come soon. So she feels some separation. Very little, but then he comes soon. Or in other times when Krishna may be not in front of her, Radharani sees the tamal tree. She says, oh, tamal, Krishna. And she embraces the tamal tree. Oh, Krishna, I thought you went away. But here you are. You haven't left. You're here. This is Vrishabhanu Nandini, Ladini Shakti Radha. When Uddhava comes from Mathura with a message for all the gopis, and of course Radharani's there, Uddhava Gyari, in the lonely place near Nandagam, in the forest. They met there. That Radharani that met with Uddhava, that was Vrishabhanu Nandini. That is Vrishabhanu Nandini, Kirtida Sutta, Ladini Shakti. There's two aspects, but the main is how it's described. The Vrishabhanu Nandini is meeting him, and when she's hearing him describe about Krishna, she's actually seeing Krishna there. She's experiencing Krishna. This is Ladini, or Samyogini, Ladini, Radharani. Now the second potency is Samyogini Shakti. Samyogini Shakti, this potency is also called Kama. It's Kama Radha, Kama like you say, lust. What we mean, when we say Kama, we mean intense transcendental praying. Vishuddha Nirmal praying. Completely pure, spotless, transcendental love, divine love, love divine. Radharani, this is Kama Rupa. Radharani, this is called Samyogini Shakti, and has particular influence. figure out action. Radharani, this shakti enables the amorous enjoyment, the amorous pastimes of Radha Krishna Vrindavan. This aspect of Radharani, the samyogini. Samyogini means complete union. Samyogini. Samyogini shakti. So samyogini Radha, she acts, that potency of Radha acts to bring about the complete union and full satisfaction of Krishna Vrindavan. Samyogini shakti. And samyogini shakti, and sometimes when Krishna leaves Vrindavan, goes to Mathura, Dwarka, then he goes to Kurukshetra, then samyogini Radha is feeling intense desire to meet Krishna. So samyogini Radha, this is the form of Radha, or the Bhava, that goes to meet Krishna at Kurukshetra. And this samyogini potency is more in a mood of dakshin. The Acharya says she's more dakshin. She's more submissive. Submissive to Krishna. Oh Krishna, you're here in Kurukshetra. Oh, just forget about this place. Come with me, let's go. So she's very submissive. She's inviting Krishna, please you come with me. Please come. Let's go back to Vrindavan. We can't enjoy here. This is samyogini Radha. This shakti, she expresses it in this way. The third aspect of Radharani is called Vyogini. Vyogini is that energy or that potency, that aspect of Srimati Radharani that arranges for the intense feelings of separation. Vyogini. Vyogini means without connection. Vyog. Vyog means connection, no connection. So Vyogini acts in Vrindavan in this way to create intense separation. Radharani actually feels this aspect of Radharani, this part of Radharani, by this potency, by this Vyogini Shakti within herself, Radharani feels, oh, Krishna has gone to Mathura. He's not coming back, and he's gone to Dwarka. And she feels, this is the Radharani, this is the Vyogini aspect of Radharani that's lying on the ground of Vrindavan and not eating and fasting, becoming so frail and thin. And they're covering her with chandan, and they're covering her with camphor powder, and it's all flaking and melting off because of the intense viraha agni and fire of separation of Radharani's feeling when Krishna went to Mathura and Dwarka. This is Vyogini Radha. In fact, the separation feelings get so great that Radharani, she goes to Kailanvan. There's one far as Kailanvan. And she goes, Radharani goes to the Yamuna. She says, Oh Yamuna, you've always been my friend. You've always been my friend, and you arrange for so many wonderful leelas. Jalkeli leela, and then Noka leela. So many wonderful leelas you've arranged for me and Krishna. But now, please arrange my demise. I cannot tolerate anymore this intense fire of separation from Krishna. I want to give up my life. So Radharani jumped in, this Vyogini Radha jumped into the Jamuna and Kailanvan and gave up her life. And of course, she went to Goloka, as it describes, she went to Goloka, to the celestial Goloka, Gokul, and she had samyogini ras. Samyogini ras, she met with Krishna and union there. And then another description of this pastime is that this Vyogini Radha, when she went in the Yamuna said, what is this? You're Vrishabhanu, Nandini. Bhanu means light, sunlight. Your father, your dynasty. Vrishabhanu, and you, I've been worshipping the sun god, my father. The father of Yamuna is the sun god. You've been worshipping him for eons. Your dynasty. How can I let you perish under my water and have in a watery grave, as they say? So Yamuna lifted up Radharani, took her to the sun planet, and there she stayed. And later she appeared as Satyabhama in Dwarka, as the daughter of Satyaki. And this whole thing was there. So these are three aspects of Vyogini, Radha, and Samyogini, Vrishabhanu Nandini. This now, because it's the Acharyas tell us that when we read different pastimes of Krishna and Radharani, we should remember these different forms. There's Vasudeva Krishna, who is Purna Tara in Mathura, and then there's Dwarkadish, which is Purna Bhagavan in Dwarka, and Purna Tara Bhagavan. Vasudeva Krishna and Mathura, and Purnatam Bhagavan. The complete Sampurna Bhagavan is Krishna and Vrindavan. So these are three aspects of Krishna. And then different leelas, different aspects of Krishna are acting. On the same way with Radharani, she has these different aspects. Vrishabhanu Nandini, than the Yogini and Samyogini. And so in the Garga Samhita, there's an interesting story that once a Sakhi named Chandanana, Chandanana Sakhi, was narrating this. Let me give a title to this script, this pastime. I'll say this is Radharani's hot milk leela. Okay? You've heard of hot milk? Hot milk is part of the ISKCON institution. Whenever anyone gets inducted into ISKCON or they join ISKCON, at least we learn about something called hot milk before you take rest. Because in Indian culture, maybe it's common, but for us Westerners, we never heard of hot milk before you take rest. So it's quite a novel introduction. But this, even Radharani is on this part. So this is Radharani's hot milk leela. I would like to call, give it this title. Chandranana Sakhi, she met with Radharani, and Radharani was feeling great pangs of separation from Krishna. So who is this Radharani? Is this Vrishabhata Nandini Radharani? This is the Yogini Radharani. Or maybe some Yogini also feels, but not like the Yogini. So she's feeling great pangs of separation. Chandranana started narrating the glories from Puranas of a holy place, Tirtha Mahatmyam. Oh, Radhika, there is a place very, very far from here, in the Anartadesh. It is called Siddha Ashram. That holy tirtha is called Siddha Ashram. Anyone who goes there, anyone who takes bath there or touches that holy place, he will never be separated from Krishna. That person will never be separated. This is one of the boons and benediction to that place. Radharani said, really? Really? That if someone goes there and takes bath there, they will get the boon and benediction of never being separated from Krishna? Let's go, Tirtha Yatra. So all the Sakhis, they packed up and they went off to Siddha Ashram. Siddha Ashram is somewhere near Dwarka site, Gujarat. Well, it's a long way. So of course this means Samyogini Radha. Because Vrishabhana doesn't go, so Samyogini Radha goes to Kurukshetra. Samyogini Radha is going here. Radharani goes, anyway, that's technical, just follow the story. So Radharani goes there with all the gopis, and Krishna heard about this, so he told the queens, he said, yes, listen, I want to go to Siddhashram, take bath. And he said, yes, we want to come with you. So all the queens, they went to Siddhashram. The gopis are coming from one side with Radharani, and the queens and Krishna are coming, Dwarkadish are coming on the other side. Very interesting. Kurukshetra. Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra. So now, when the queens are with Krishna, they look in the distance and they see very far away, who are all those ladies coming, bullock carts and so many, they had hundreds of thousands of guards with them, very, very powerful guards. Because Radharani was going a long distance, so she bought many powerful, thousands and thousands of powerful gopis to protect her when she took bath in the Siddha Ashram. The queen said, who is that in the distance? Who? And Krishna says, you don't know. That is Radhika. That is Radharani. She is the queen of Vrindavan. She's the queen of all the gopis, the leader of all the, she's Vrindavaneshri. Rajeshri, she is my beloved, and I am her beloved. Don't you know? She loves me eternally, and I love her eternally. We are actually inseparable. And the queens are saying, really? Well, what about us? Who are we? If that's who she is, then who are we? So then the queens, they said, listen, can we go closer? We want to go closer and get a closer look at your eternal beloved that you're in, that you're so much glorifying. So they went closer. And as they got closer and they saw the incredible, unlimited beauty of Srimati Radharani, all the queens of Dwarka fainted on the spot. Boom! They all fell on the ground in Siddhashram. Because they attained perfection. Perfection is Radha's darshan. So they all fell on the ground, fainted. And then they woke up, and Radharani, they came, and Radharani met them, and embraced them. And she was introduced. She met Rukmini and Satyabhama, Mitravinda, Satya, Kalindi. She met all the queens of Dwarka. And she embraced them. Radharani embraced them. Very friendly. Then Radharani was saying to them, to empathize. Then she said, Oh sisters, the moon is only one. The moon is only one. There's only one full moon in the sky. But we Chakori birds, we are many. We are so many Chakori birds, but the moon is only one. And similarly, our Krishnaji is only one, but we are so many servitors. Radharani was trying to pacify the disturbed hearts of the queens of Dwarka. First they fainted when they were disturbed when they heard her unique glories, and when they saw her unique beauty. The beauty of Radharani completely crushed Rukmini's pride in her own beauty, and crushed Satyabhama's pride, which is a big thing to do. It crushed her pride. They never saw such incredible limited beauty. So much they fainted. And Radharani understands, she's empathetic, she's sympathetic, she's Karunamayi. Her Karuna is always being distributed and displayed. But she felt that. She said, oh sisters. Sisters means we're the same. Oh sisters. Oh sakis. Don't be sad. Krishna's only one. I'm a Chakori bird drinking the moonlight of Krishna Chandra's face and existing and subsisting by those nourishing rays. And nothing else can nourish me. Nothing else can sustain me. And you are a Chakori. You are a Dwarka Kachori. I'm a Braj Kachori. There's Braj Chori and Braj Kachori. You are drinking the moon rays of Dwarkanesha's face and existing, subsisting, living and breathing and loving and moving. And I am the same. And Rukmini said, no. Everyone, it's not like that. It's not like that, Radhika. We know something different. Everyone in this universe is glorifying our husband. There's so many stupis and stavas and prayers to glorify Dwarkadish, our Krishna. Everyone is glorifying him, the rishis, the munis, the devas. But our Dwarkadish, he is glorifying you alone. Everyone is glorifying, he is glorifying you. You are the supreme lover of Krishna. He loves you eternally. We are nothing compared to you. Rukmini is explaining like this. And then Radharani would say, okay, this was going on. They were understanding. The queens of Dwarka understood the unique position of Radharani. It was very clear to them in this meeting at Siddhashram. Now nightfall came. So being the local hosts or hostesses, all the Dwarka queens, they took Radharani and all the gopis to their palaces, and they served them, and they made arrangements so they could all sleep nicely, spend the night there. Later, Rukmini, after serving Radharani and settling everyone, all the gopis settling them nicely, she returned to the palace of Krishna, or to Krishna's tent or whatever, where he was staying. And she went into Krishna, and she thought it was very late at night, so she went in to pay obeisances at his feet, and she thought he would be sleeping. He was still up. He was walking back and forth in his tent, or whatever, makeshift palace, whatever. Dwarkadish, he was very annoyed. He was anxious. Oh, Shrita. She said, oh my lord. Oh, Prabhu. Why are you not sleeping? It's very late at night. Why are you so disturbed? Oh, I can't sleep. I just can't sleep. Why? Please tell me. Because Radharani is not sleeping. Sure. More Siddhanta coming up. She is also up. She cannot sleep. No, I made all arrangements. I have all bedding. I made arrangements. And water, everything. Betel nut, everything. Nice arrangements for all the gopis to take rest. I personally saw Radharani. No. She cannot rest. Because it's my Priyaji's, my Radharani's habit that she has to take some hot milk. She drinks some hot milk, then she can rest. Like a baby. And you didn't give her any hot milk, so therefore she can't sleep. And if she can't sleep, I can't sleep. Oh, that's terrible. Okay, quick. I'll go right now. Then Rukmini runs away to go to the kitchen. She prepares some boiling hot milk. Cooks it down, makes it condensed, puts lots of sugar in it, makes it real sweet and really hot. She brings it to Radharani. She says, "Here's some hot milk. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Oh, Radhika. No. Please forgive me. I forgot to give you the hot milk. And now you're up, and I'm very sorry. Please don't take offense. Please take your hot milk." So then Rukmini left. She put the cup down on the table. She left. So Radharani drank the hot milk. When Rukmini went back, to meet Dwarkadish, Krishna, then he was lying in the bed and he was starting to take rest. So she very softly entered the room and she bowed at his feet. She started rubbing his feet, malish, pressing his feet, and rubbing his feet, so he would relax nicely and have a nice evening rest. But when Radharani touched Krishna's lotus petal soft feet with her lotus petal soft fingers, her petal-like fingers, Rukmini touched his feet. She said, "Oh, Prabhu, there's blisters! There's blisters on your feet! How is this possible? Your feet are so tender, how are these coming?" Then Dwarkadish said, "You don't know. These lotus feet, my feet, are always enshrined in the heart of Srimati Radharani. She is always holding those feet in her heart. She is completely devoted to my lotus feet. She serves them at every moment. She never forgets my lotus feet. When you gave Radharani that boiling milk, you did not check the temperature to make sure it was hot, but not too hot. So there's different degrees of heat. You inadvertently, absentmindedly, you say, 'Here, take this hot milk,' and Radharani assumed that it was like the hot milk she always receives. Because when all the sakis give her hot milk, it is the perfect temperature. It's like a mother when she's feeding her baby, and she has some milk. She takes it, puts it on her wrist. She takes a little bit from the teaspoon or whatever, or the finger or whatever. Puts it on her wrist. Oh, is it too hot to offer my baby? It should be hot, but not too hot. But did you do that? Did you test the milk before? Did you check?" "Oh, I didn't check. I just prepared, I gave it to her boiling hot." "Yes! And she accepted your love offering of that hot milk, and she immediately drank it. And what happened? She burned her tongue. And then when she drank that hot milk, she not only burned her tongue, but she burned my feet, which are enshrined in her heart. And when my feet and her heart became burned and became blistered, then the feet that you're holding in your hands are those same feet. So this is how I got the blisters. You gave me these blisters." Radharani's Garam Dud Leela Ki. This is a very interesting pastime. So remember, when you serve hot milk to someone, don't make it too hot. Check the temperature first. Or do like they do in India at the milk shops. They have these two big glasses, right? And they hold one glass here, and they pour it from about 4 feet like this, and it aerates the area. Have you ever seen? Like lassi or hot milk. One big like this, and it aerates the milk and cools it off as it passes through the air. And then they give it to you. I don't know if you're that expert to cool off the milk like that. But there's one other pastime. This is a pastime of Radharani meets a sakhi named Gopa Devata. Sakhi's name Gopa Devata. This is in the early days of Radha and Krishna's relationship, when they were just, they were becoming attracted to each other. This is the stage called Purvarag, prior love. The falling in love, the early days, Radharani would sometimes see Krishna at a distance, or Krishna would see Radha, and their hearts were starting to move in the direction of each other. Radharani was feeling, she was in Varsana with Lalita Sakhi and Vishaka Sakhi. She was feeling too much separation. She said, oh, when will I ever meet that beautiful blue boy? How is it possible I will ever meet him? He's always with his parents, or he's with the cows and goats. I'm feeling too much unhappy. Lalita and Vishaka Sakhi, they made one picture of Krishna, Shamsundara. I said, Radharani, look. Radharani looked at the picture. Ah! And she fainted. And I said, oh, this wasn't a very good idea. This wasn't the objective. We wanted to alleviate her separation and fill her with happiness, but quite the opposite. So then he said, Radharani, quick, come. He's coming, he's coming. Wake up, he's coming, he's coming. So they woke up Radharani and said, come to the palace window. They took her to the palace window in Varsana. She said, look, see in the distance. Coming. Krishna's coming back with the cows. See the dust, the gunduli rising in the air. See his beautiful peacock feather. See his beautiful face sprinkled with dust and the cow's feet. So Radharani looked, ah, it's him, it's him. And again she fainted. Because the intensity of her love. Sometime later, one Sakhi named Chandranana, she seems to be the chief star of these pastimes. This was from Garga Sandeepa. Chandranana Sakhi comes, and she sees that Radharani is feeling too much separation from Krishna. And the Sakhis are saying, is there some way, Chandranana Sakhi, you know, some way or some method by which Radharani can meet with Krishna, can meet him? So then Radharani expressed her wish. She said, oh, Sakhi, I want to dance in the Rasa dance with Krishna. What can I do? Then Chandranana Sakhi, she explained a method. She said, listen to me. If you do what I tell you, then I guarantee that you'll get the association with Krishna. Okay, what is that? You should worship Tulsi Devi. Tulsi Maharani ki. How to do it. So she described doing puja, offering obeisances, offering prayers, doing prakrama, touching Tulsi, planting Tulsi. If you worship Tulsi and if Tulsi is pleased, she will give you the direct association of Krishna. You will meet Krishna directly. Guaranteed. Beginning on Ashwin Purnima, which is coming up soon, Radharani began her Seva Puja, Tulsi Seva Puja, according to the directives of Chandranana Sakhi. And for 7 months continually, from Ashwin Purnima to Vaishak Purnima, or rather to Chaitra Purnima, Radharani worshipped Tulsi Devi. Then what happened is that Tulsi, a beautiful celestial Devi, Tulsi appeared as a beautiful goddess before Radharani and said, I'm very, very pleased with your puja, with your worship. What do you want? She said, I want to meet Krishna in the Rasa dance. So then she gave blessing. Yes, it will happen. Not only will you attain a direct association of Krishna, but he will become your humble servant. He will become your submissive servant forever. This is my benediction. So Radharani was very, very pleased. So now still, she has actually met with Krishna and she's still feeling some intense separation. And then she said, it's not happening. I got this benediction, but yet still nothing's happened, I haven't met Krishna. All the things that, if I can't meet Krishna, I want to give up my life. I just want to die if I can't meet Krishna. What's the purpose of living? Life has no value, no purpose if I can't see Krishna and serve him directly. What is the value? Let this body perish. Lita is very afraid and worried, oh, what's going to happen to our Swami? So Lita went to meet Krishna privately in the banks of the Yamuna in the Kadamba forest. Hey, Shamsun, Radharani wants you so much. She's so much attracted and attached to you. She's ready to give up her body. She's ready to die for you right now. Please please, can't you do something? Do you know about this Radharani? Then Krishna says,
Do I know about Radharani?
Then Krishna started explaining how much he was attached to Radharani, and how much he was remembering Radharani, and not sleeping at night, and tossing and turning, and thinking, Radharani, Radharani, I have to meet that beautiful Krishnanandini, that beautiful girl who lives in Varsana. How, when, and where will I meet her? Please, oh Providence, please make some arrangements. Somehow, help me. This was his constant prayer and meditation. With the coward voice, he's thinking Radha. With his mother Yashoda, he's thinking Radha. With himself, he's thinking Radha. So, Lalita Sakhi said, well then, fine. Then you must make some arrangement to meet with Radha. Krishna said, Tathastu. Lalita Sakhi went back, Radharani, listen, I met with Shyam. And I conveyed to him how much you're in love with him, how much you're falling in love with him, how much poor Bharag you have. And, but Radharani said, what, he doesn't even know me. What does it matter to him? No. He said, no, you don't know. As much as you desire Krishna, Krishna desires you, even more so. Acha. Really? Tell me some more. Lita told so many things. Radharani was very excited. Now Krishna was thinking, I have to go meet Radharani. But I will meet her, but I want to test her love also. Because Lita Sakhi, because as you know, women tell lies. And whenever they want to get something done, they make up a few lies to get it done. So Lita Sakhi, she comes to me, she tries to instigate me, get me all excited. Oh, you know how much this girl loves you? Is she ready to die for you? Hey, ready to die for me? Okay, forget this brahmacharya. I'm going to marry this Polish girl right now. This Polish girl is about to jump off the Gurukul ashram if you don't marry her. Acha. Oh, I don't want to do that. Here, jump into my arms. Forget the saffron. So Krishna's thinking, maybe they tell lies like this. So maybe Lita Sakhi, she didn't really say that. Maybe she's not, didn't really say I'll commit suicide. Maybe an empty threat. Maybe it's just made up. Lalita's just a matchmaker. Anyway, let me test her love. Krishna disguised himself as a beautiful Kishori Gopi. Came to Varsana, entered the palace. Radharani was in her bagicha, Radha bagicha, her private garden. She was playing there with her sakis and playing veena. They were singing some bhajans. Some sakis were fanning Radharani with chamar. Some were offering her betelnut. Some were giving her some fragrant drinks. She was relaxing in her garden. Then this Nava Kishori, this new gopi came. And everyone looked, especially Radharani, looked, who is this gopi? Kone. Where did you come from? But everyone was astonished at the incredible beauty of this gopi. Beautiful lotus eyes and face and very, very beautiful dress and very, very attractive. Radharani immediately thought, this is some very exalted personality. This might be some, maybe this is Sachi, Indra's wife, or Parvati, or some exalted Devi that's come to grace our assembly. So she immediately felt very reverential, and she received, please, oh Sakhi, come, welcome. Please sit down, take some water, take some fruits. And she was very happy, and she said, welcome, and she gave her a loving embrace. She said, please, welcome into the company of our Sakhi. So Radharani embraced his Sakhi. That was a good start. Krishna got off to a good start. So then Radharani, she was with all these other sakis in her garden. But she forgot about them. She became completely focused on the sakhi. She said, oh sakhi, what is your name? She said, oh, my name is Gopadevata. Acha. And where are you from? I am from Nandagam. Acha. Oh, can you sing? Yes, I can sing. So they sang some bhajans together, then they played together, then the sakis gave them some balls. They took some flowers, different fragrant flowers, and they put them all together like this, and they made what is called flower balls. Like a flower ball? We have rubber balls, right? That's Kali Yuga, right? We put Kali Yuga, we put Pushpa Goli.
Pushpa Goli.
Pushpa Goli, flower ball. So then the Gopadevata made a flower ball like this. Hey, Radharani, catch! And threw it at Radharani. And then Radharani made a flower ball. So they played catch, and they're throwing these flower balls, and the flower petals are falling on all the sakis. And Radharani was smiling at Gopadevata, and Gopadevata was, the sakhi was smiling at Radha. And they were enjoying so nicely. Then sunset came. And Gopadevata said, "Oh, Radhika, I had a wonderful time. I'm so happy to meet you. You treated me so wonderfully and so nicely. Very happy with your reception. And we had, you're such a good friend. But now it's sunset. I have to go back to Nandagaon because I promised my brother that I would milk his cow." She said, no, oh please, can't you stay? Please stay here for the night. Please, you should stay with us. I've just met you and you're such a dear and near friend. I feel like I've known you for a long time. I feel like I really know you. What is your sun sign anyway? You have the same sun, same Rashi as me? Oh, sure, you're also Capricorn. Me too, okay. Must be some, maybe, the, why are we so compatible? We're so compatible, must be our stars. She said, please don't go. He said, no, I don't want to break my promise to my older brother. This is also Dharma. But anyway, I'll come back tomorrow morning. So when Krishna said that, Radharani, she fainted. Gopadevata went back and milked Dalji's cow. Came back the next morning at sunrise. But now, Gopadevata was looking very sad, and very morose, long-faced, like some brahmacharis. You know, they think about marriage and stuff. All the smiles go and all the joy in her face goes because they're walking around thinking about marriage. Should I not? She loves me, she loves me not. Should I not? She loves me. So Gopadevata, this beautiful sakhi, returns to Radharani's assembly. She's very unhappy, very sad. And Radharani's feeling very karuna. Oh, Gopadevata, you were so happy and joyful yesterday. We had such a good time. Now you're so morose, sad, and anxious. What happened? Oh, I don't want to talk about it. It's terrible. Yeah. Huh. I don't want to talk about it. No, please. We're all sakis here. Don't be embarrassed. You're among friends. Oh, thing is, I was walking on the path in Varsana with a pot of yogurt on my head. And I passed through Sankari Kor, this narrow passage between Vilasgar and Hangar. Very narrow. And that boy, that Krishna, he came there. He had a flute under his arm and a stick under one arm and his flute in his hand. And he came and he stopped me. Hey! Stop! Daan Dehi. Paisa Rupi Dehi. Bakshish. Bakshin, say Bakshin Baba. Dakshin, as all the pundits say. Dakshin. Give me some tax. I looked at him and said, never. Who are you? Never. Get out. Get lost. He got so angry. Then he took his laguni and his stick. He cracked my yogurt pot and the yogurt went all over the place. What kind of behavior is this? He comes from the Gopa, from Abir clan. It's the son of the king. He's acting like he's behaving like a low-class person, like a shudra. He has no character. This is no way to behave. This boy is not good. Very bad behavior. Very bad. Radharani, why do you have any affection for him? He is. You should not have any love in him for him. Radharani was hearing this. Gopadevata. Wait. What are you saying? You're speaking such harsh words. Do you know who this Sri Krishna Nandalal is? Nandalal is the perfect, he's the perfect supreme personality of Godhead. He's Sampurna Bhagavan. All the devatas, rishis and munis, and bhaktas, and the whole universe, they worship the dust of his feet. He mercifully comes into this material world to show his divine pastimes and to liberate the suffering conditioned souls out of his causeless mercy. Such a personality, he is the abode of love. He is the very abode of love, and wherever he goes, he distributes his love everywhere. And he loves his devotees. He'll give up his own life for his devotees. And he's traveling wherever they go. He goes with them in their heart, protecting them, nourishing them, guiding them, and helping them. This is Krishna. He's not a... You say he's a rake? He's a lumpa? No, no, no. Don't say this. This Radharani passed the test with flying colors. Because Gopadevata was Krishna disguised as a Sakhi. He made this whole arrangement to test Radharani's love. But then he said to Radharani, okay, or she said, Gopadevata said, listen, okay, you're saying all this, but I don't believe it. I don't believe what you said. If you can bring him here, if he's so glorious and so grand, if you can bring him here, then I'll believe what you said. So Radharani said, all right. Kling Krishnaya, Govindaya, Gopi. You figure out the rest of it. Swar. So Radharani started meditating on Krishna. Deeply meditating. Intensely praying to Krishna in her heart. Oh Krishna, please come. Please come to me now in my time of need. I need you to be Sakshi Gopinath. Sakshi Gopa. You have to witness. Please, you come here and keep my word, hold my word. Because you promised that your devotees' words will never fail. Kanteya prati janihi namai bhakti pranashiti. Your devotee never perishes. And this Sakhi Gopadevata is challenging me. She says, I can't bring you here, but please, oh Sham, please come. Please. So Radharani became intensely absorbed in meditating and begging and yearning and praying for Krishna to appear in Barsana in her garden before this doubting Sakhi. Gopadevata. As she was absorbed and intently meditating, she started perspiring, drops of perspiration like drops of pearl. Little pearls are falling on her forehead, and she's crying beautiful drops of tears. And Gopadevata, Krishna, he's looking at that. He's saying, how much she loves Krishna, which is me, who is me. How much she's absorbed. And this is further. Radharani passed her midterm exam by her statements about the position and glories of Krishna. Now she's passing her final exam. And Krishna's seeing this. How much love, how much absorption, how much surrender that Radharani has and dedication for him. Her whole being is becoming melted. Her mind, her heart, her tears, her skin, her form, everything is becoming melted in her utkanti tibhav. And her intense eagerness to bring Krishna to her side. So then Krishna, Gopadevata, he assumes his form as Shyam Sundar. Shivanga Lalita. And then he speaks in a very, very deep voice. Radhe, I have come. I am here beside you. I heard your crying. I felt your tears. Your tears that were falling from your eyes were landing in my heart. I'm very pleased with everything about you, with your prayers. So I was in the bank of the Yamuna with the coward boys in Vakshipa, so far from Varsana. But as soon as I felt your need, and as soon as I felt the intensity of your love, I ran. I left the coward boys, I ran. I didn't even know where I was going. I didn't even say goodbye or see you later or make an excuse. I just ran. Hey, where's he going? Hey! I'll be the first to touch Krishna. He was gone. No one could touch him. So I ran here to be with you. So then Radharani, of course, opened her eyes from meditation. And then, a short time after that, Radhakrishna enjoyed the rasa dance. In this way, Radharani's desire was fulfilled to attain Krishna rasa dance. Srimati Radharani ki! Yeah!